as they get older, the more in-depth the teaching goes. And so we have provided what I think is really an excellent ministry to children up through fifth grade. Now, we've been asked, when are we going to do something for older kids? And we have always been committed to the fact that if we do something, we want to do something well. It's better in our minds to do a few things well than to do a whole bunch of things poorly. And so, amen. So we've been praying for actually several months just about what we felt like the time was right to begin focusing on that. Our Journey Kids volunteers, which many of you are Journey Kids volunteers, you are our largest volunteer group in all of Journey, and you all do a phenomenal job. And we feel like that it's time to take that step. And so we just began praying about what does that look like, who is involved, how in the world do we kind of launch into this new ministry. And just a series of events came together that gave us the opportunity to bring David and Stephanie over. And some of you know them, and if you don't know them, you'll want to know them. But allow them to come over and kind of partner with us. So that's all my setup, and I want you to hear really from them. And so let's you guys introduce yourselves. Let's make sure your mics are working.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay, well, my name is Stephanie, and like he said, that's David. That's my husband. We've been married. It'll be 8 years in August. We actually met in high school. We both went to Hicks in high school, and we've practically been together ever since. So, yes. I grew up and basically stayed in the same church until about April 1st, I guess you could say. It's a church that I've been to my entire life, and I love it, but yet I felt God strongly leading me here and leading me into a different ministry. I'll let David talk in a minute. He talks longer, so.
I do.
He placed on my heart to work with children first, and at the church we were at before, we have a program called Awana, and I don't know if you guys are familiar with that, but it's basically from 3 years old to fifth grade. And they go through it and stuff, and I started in the kindergarten through second grade working with them, and then I moved up to the third through fifth grade kids. And that's where we spent the majority of our ministry together, and David came and worked in it too as well. And then about last year, after going on a mission trip to Jamaica, I just felt strongly being put into going to student ministry. And we started working with the youth at our former church there, and we're only there for about a year, and I guess almost a year before we came here. But at the same time, we knew the kids, we've got to do a lot of things, and God just kept showing us day by day that this is where you're supposed to be. This is where I want you. I've got so many more plans for you, because ideas just kept popping into my head. I was like, okay, there's a reason that these are happening. So, but we worked a lot with middle school kids. We've worked with high school kids. We both have a strong passion for it. Like I said, I've been in church my entire life. So I was involved in a youth ministry. I got saved when I was 9 years old. So I've been at church pretty much a long time.
Yeah. Now, your story is a little bit different.
Yeah.
Well, it's similar in your relationship, but your story with your faith and church is a little bit different.
Yeah, mine is a little bit different. My name is David, as we've already come to see. I actually did not grow up in church. My family primarily has a very strong Church of Christ background. And, we went to church. We just never really got connected and didn't connect in kids' ministries when I was younger. Never had any kind of real connection with youth or student ministry. And so that's part of what drives my desire and my passion for this, is because I see how important it is. And sometimes people that have any kind of connection with it, or maybe if they have it, they kind of take it for granted. But just to see how important it is and how pivotal an age it is, whether it's middle school, whether it's high school, that kids get to know who Christ is. And get to understand what he's about at that age, because that is the point where they pick their paths, or at least start to develop habits. And so, for me, like Stephanie said, she grew up in church and I didn't. excuse me, guys. I'm sorry. I actually can talk this week, but I'm still coughing a little bit, but we're going to get through this. My realization of who Christ was didn't come till later. I wasn't saved until I was 19. So I kind of have a different perspective, I guess, with as far as coming to that realization later, you know, when I was in college. And so, but just, you know, we have a very similar, as far as being involved with the younger kids for a while and with the teens later on. But just seeing how important that is. And just, I mean, we like to, and we'll get into this later. We probably don't have enough time for today as far as how we like to do that. But just getting in the word with the kids, really getting in with them and not, you know, and trying to help them understand and see what it really is about and how it impacts their lives and why it's important at their stage of life, you know, whether they're, you know, sixth grade or 11th grade. Okay, so yeah. That's about it in a nutshell for me. And like Stephanie said, I can go on and on forever, so
yeah,
we'll move on.
Now, there's also a little Henderson.
Yes.
He's not here today. He's visiting Nana and Pepaw.
Braden, and tell us about Braden.
Well, if you come to Convergence and you on the Fridays that we have it, and you hear a little voice while we're talking, go, "Hey, mommy, that's Braden," because he manages to sneak out of the Kidmo room and come wander in here.
Oh, don't tell people that.
Well, he doesn't
stay
long.
Security issue. He does not sneak out.
He doesn't stay
he's
long.
He's very fast.
He is.
All right.
Go ahead.
Well, Braden, he's 2 years old, or 2 and a half. He'll be 3 in July. He's our only child right now, and he actually, he's the little redhead. It's very loud, if you notice him.
Has a faux hawk, a natural faux hawk.
Yes.
Coolest kid in our kids' ministry.
And he loves saying Journey Church. He loves it. But he actually, we actually adopted him from birth. He was born in Memphis, and we started an adoption process. We wanted to be parents, and it wasn't working out just the way we had thought it would always would. And we prayed about it, talked about it, and decided to go the adoption route. And lo and behold, from the moment we started our paperwork and everything to the moment Braden came to be with us was 9 months. So we realized, you know, this is pretty much what God wanted us to do. So we were glad that we obeyed. But we were finalized the end of January. The end of June, we found out about him. 2 weeks later, he was born. And we went to Memphis where he was born and brought him home from the hospital. And he's been with us ever since. So he is our little boy. I've had a bunch of people say he looks just like me, which makes me feel good because he's the cutest thing I've ever seen. So. But he's a total doll, a total blessing to us too. And he loves talking about church. He loves Jesus Loves Me.
Y'all remember what he said about Jesus Loves Me last week, right?
I didn't mean to try to wrong. I just, there are some doctrinal things that we can really uncover about Jesus Loves Me that maybe, no, I'm just kidding.
But no, he's great.
Several of our kids love Jesus. We teach it to our kids too. Yeah. If you weren't here, all I said was, anyways, we'll do this another time.
Jesus loves us. That's
us.
The main thing.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes, the community. But, okay. And just an interesting connection we have is I actually got to marry David and Stephanie. Mm-hmm. It's the worst marriage memory of my life. I forgot her name. Literally. They stood in front of me, and I it was just horrible. But they have forgiven me.
He stepped on my dress and I couldn't go. I had to stop because he was standing on the train of my dress. And I had to turn around and go, "You're on my dress."
It was not one of my shining moments as a pastor. But I didn't rip it. I didn't trip you. So it could have gotten a lot worse.
It worked out well, yeah.
Yes, but we had the opportunity to kind of partner together in student ministry. Because one of the things that I do know are their hearts, and I believe that they are going to be great at helping to bring this here. That being said, most people in your position walk into something existing, get to know everybody, get to know the kids, and just kind of start in with whatever's going on. With us, it's a little different. We don't really have anything else going on, so you're starting from scratch. So we wanted to give you a little idea of what things are going to look like in the coming months as we are working towards kicking off what the student ministry is. So do you guys want to share a little bit about your initial thoughts and some things people can be looking forward to?
Sure. Well, we've talked a lot, David and I, together, and about what we would like to see in the future, the overall goal. And we do realize that it's not going to happen right away. It's going to be something that we have to work towards, but we do aim a little high because we do have such a heart for this. But we do want to try to get some events going during the summer, maybe some like preview services or so, just like once a month, just to give you guys an idea of how we might do things. And of course, they may change each month. We don't know. It's just to see how the first month goes. And if we have to do something different, we will. But we do actually have a info meeting, I guess you could call it, planned for next month. It's May
20th.
Sorry. May 20th, right after worship. Just kind of, we'll provide lunch and just kind of give you guys a little bit more about us. Y'all can ask us questions. We'll give you some more info about the preview services that we have coming up as we get a chance to talk more about them together and with Mark, and just keep playing it a little bit more. And just be like, it's for parents and students. Yeah. So anybody if your child is currently in fifth grade now, getting ready to go to sixth grade in the fall, they can come. You guys can come. If your child's going to be a senior in the fall, please come. I mean, anywhere from sixth grade to 12th, we definitely welcome. And I know David might talk a little bit more about that too, but that's just kind of what we've got planned coming up. We do have a lot of plans in our head, like I said, but we'll talk about that a little bit more at that info meeting, because like, you know, he said, we don't have all day to tell you everything that's running through, but we do have a lot of plans and we're really excited about it.
So. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff we're trying to think, you know, what is short term, what is feasibly short term, what is more long term. Because like Steph said, and you guys will come as you get to know this, Stephanie is the creative mastermind behind this operation, okay? I'm a little more of the administrative OCD, yeah, whatever you want to call it, you know.
You're the secretary?
Well, I don't know if you want to call it that, but
oh, okay.
Some of the I'm trying to lay the structure, we'll put it that way, okay? But, you know, we do have a lot of stuff, you know, that we want to do with the kids. Something that's very, very important to us is maintaining a very good relationship with the parents as well. So we've seen certain circumstances where that has not been handled appropriately, and it's very, very important to us. So we want to do that. And that's part of the reason why with this intro meeting, whatever you want to call it, why we want to have everybody come. And we'll be giving more information about that the next couple of weeks. Because I think we got like 3 weeks until 3 weeks from today. Is it three or four? I can't add right now for some reason.
Three? Is it 3 weeks from today?
I think it's gotcha. Three.
Gotcha.
But anyway, hopefully give you guys some more details when we get together for that. Like Stephanie said, you know, we'll do lunch. It'll be after worship that day. Thought that would probably be a good day to do it because the next weekend people will be traveling probably or just taking time to do whatever. But like Steph said, you'll be very, very excited. There's a lot of things, a lot of potential, especially with this generation and all the things that kids face nowadays. And we know we're a little removed from it, but not too much. So, you know.
Thank you for that reminder.
I'm older than you, so whatever.
You guys are young.
But we've really tried to stay on top of a lot of things as far as, you know, what goes on in teen culture and that kind of thing that really allows us to connect with the kids and allows us to hopefully get on a level where they trust us and where, you know, we can develop that first. But then, of course, with that, you know, share the love of Christ with them. And that's, you know, that's really what it's all about. So, but yeah, there's all kinds of stuff with that. You know, that first meeting hopefully will give you guys an idea. Hopefully everybody will come for that. And like Steph said, we want to do it, like Mark said too, you know, to do it well. And so we want to kind of take the time with it and to do these previews as we're kind of looking at calling them, will give us a chance to, number one, plan something out, kind of come back from it and see how things went. If we need to change things up a little bit or tweak it or whatever, it'll give us a chance to do that. And so that way, you know, I hope it'd be the most effective with the way we're reaching the kids and connecting with the parents too. So
great. Okay. Well, let me give you some ways to support them. Be praying for David and Stephanie. They're taking, this is a big step for them. Get to know them. I know they'll be a blessing to you as friends and be a blessing to your family. So be sure that you just introduce yourself if you haven't. Also, if this is an area of ministry that you are interested in and you might even be interested in helping them, then come talk to them or come see me. And because they're going to need help. We can't just like any other ministry here or in anywhere else, can't just say, okay, guys, provide for us. You know, we have to be there. with them. And so if you're interested in that, we know that teenagers, some of you are thinking, I have a teenager, so there's no way I'm volunteering. And your teenager is thinking, praise the Lord, I'm glad you're not going to be there. But if you would like to be involved in that, we could certainly, would love to talk with you about that. So, guys, thanks. And we're looking forward to great things ahead and for all that God's going to do through our student ministry. All right? Okay.
Thank you, guys.